This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Right now that time, 8:19, you're tuned to WGNS on this Friday morning, today the 8th of November. And in studio with us right now, we have Barbara Pitto. And Barbara, you helped to plan the annual event on the downtown square on Veterans Day. This is a special Veterans Day event. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, it's an exciting time of year when the leaves start changing. We know that it's getting to be time to honor veterans all throughout the month. In fact, November is a month of honoring veterans and their families. So we're excited that this Monday, 11-11-11, which means on November 11th at 11 o'clock, we are honoring that event that happened after World War I, the armistice was signed. And it has eventually through history become known as Veterans Day. And so this is an exciting time. We start right at 11 o'clock just in honor of that.
Now, how many years has this been taking place? And tell us a little bit about the history of it taking place on the square.
Yeah, here in Murfreesboro, Miss Elsie Stem was the founder. It was like she just had a desire to honor the veterans and as a veteran wife herself. And so she carried it on until she passed the baton to Myra Simons, who did it several years. And then I met her my first year of being retired, and I said, I would love to help. And within a very short while, she had mentored me. So in 2020, I started. So this is my fifth year to be able to honor the veterans at the downtown square.
And Barbara, what type of feedback do you get from this annual event?
You know, so this is a pretty unique group of people. And this year, probably as much as ever before, our Vietnam veterans have become the majority. So we're seeing a lot of variety where we have many couples who served. Many are women, many different colors, if you will, and the idea of coming from so many different walks of life. And what's amazing is Rutherford County seems to have a little bit of everybody. We are a blessed community. I am thankful for the five generations sometimes I have met here, and probably more, but I've met people who maybe lost someone who served. And they are very active in their veteran community. We have so many different ones. But the feedback has been just beautiful because the volunteers just keep on coming, like a little homeschool group that's going to sing and read a poem. And they last year handed out little crafts to each veteran.
You know, it's events like this that really keep our community local and also help us better understand and understand that our next door neighbors, they could have served in a war. They could have served at a wartime. And it helps us, you know, in a lot of ways, I think, deep down and just better understanding America.
It's so true. In fact, some people are unaware that there is a memorial, a war memorial, there on the square with actual names inscribed. And people in this community still are related to, you know, relatives or descendants of those people. So Ms. Stem decided that would be part of this service, to read the names. And one year it was kind of like, well, we will just kind of skip that part. Oh no, the community kind of came back and said, no, that's what we love about this memorial, Veterans Memorial Service. And I know it gets confused sometimes. People confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day. But on Veterans Day, it is to highlight the living veterans. But we definitely remember all veterans that have served. And so that's a special part. And so we have cadets coming from the Civil Air Patrols out of Smyrna who are going to be reading the names.
You know, over 80 plus years ago, you know, World War I, when that ended, and then again over 80 plus years ago when World War II ended, during that time frame, we did not have all the help that's available to veterans like we do today. So things were quite different back then.
Oh, it's so true. In fact, you talk historically, I've seen photographs, and you probably have too. The square that surrounds our historic courthouse was used for military training exercises right here in Murfreesboro. That's an amazing history. But as far as resources, I think of like our Alvin C. York hospital. And in fact, people have asked me if we're having a parade. I want to just do a shout out to the Veterans Hospital. The Alvin C. York VA Medical Center is having a parade on Saturday, November 16th. So our Veterans Day is on Monday, the 11th. And then Saturday, the parade, and it is going to be quite a thing to be able to enjoy with pre-parade festivities and local food vendors and all, so, and then the parade.
So that big parade at York VA Medical Center, that's not this Saturday, but the next Saturday.
The 16th.
And then, of course, is coming Monday, the event on the downtown square, the 28th annual event. And again, tell us what that event is called on Monday.
So we're on Facebook. You can find us, Murfreesboro Veterans Day, and that is how you will find us. And we are at 11 o'clock at the downtown square. It is rain or shine. A lot of folks like to ask. I'm looking at my weather app. Well, bring whatever accordingly. You know, it is an outside event. You may bring your lawn chair if you want. We'll have several seats set up for the veterans who may need a seat, but you can stand, you can walk around the square and just listen. It's a wonderful family event.
Again, Barbara Pinto in studio with us this morning. So how did you get involved in spearheading this event on the downtown square?
You know, it's interesting that I truly had missed so many things in my years of working. And I love working. I was a Vanderbilt nurse and grateful for that career, but I missed so many events. And that year that I determined to get involved was I retired on November 1st, and Veterans Day was the very first event that I got to attend. And I was so excited. I just wanted to be a part of it. But as I, each year, as I gather my thoughts in preparation, I pull out letters from soldiers. And these are letters from my family. So my grandmother received letters from France from World War II. My grandmother received letters from the USS Iowa from the Vietnam period, from her son. My mom received letters from Turkey when my dad was in the Air Force. And with a grateful heart, I've saved these things. And also the letters that my grandmother received from veteran soldiers that she didn't know. She just wrote and they wrote her back. So I have a lot of wonderful, historic, like nostalgic, but respect for each one that served.
You know, America would not be what it is today without these veterans, and I think people lose sight of that a lot. And it's events like this that kind of bring us back down into reality.
We are grateful. I believe it is so important that each one, if you're listening today and you're a veteran, I love it when you wear your hat or insignia so I can honor you, acknowledge you. If I see you, I will stop and say thank you. And I am so grateful that I get a chance to introduce my grandchildren to veterans. And that is an important piece, to teach our younger children. And in fact, another event that is going to be happening is about that Wreath of America. And so many different groups are involved in placing wreaths, and that's going to be happening in December. So look that up for the Wreaths of America. It's a chance to teach children.
If anybody listening would like to get involved in the event that's going to be held on Monday, maybe next year or something, is there an opportunity to do that?
Oh, yes. We have people call. I just love the fact that Bassett Truck has a truck made up for veterans, and they have it all decked out, and they love to come and just place it there as a, it's a good photo op if you want to stand by a veteran truck. But they love veterans, and that's a neat thing. The homeschool group I mentioned, there's a Trail USA troop that's coming. There's so many volunteers, and they just keep coming out of the woodwork, and they call me and say, can we participate? Yes, you can.
You know, as Rutherford County continues to grow, we really do become a melting pot of people. And it's all the different folks from all different types of backgrounds that make Rutherford County what it is today. And it's also events like this that bring us all together, no matter, you know, where you're from.
It's so true. In fact, our keynote speaker is David, Lieutenant Colonel David A. Young. And he has 25 years of service, both in the Army as well as in the Air Force combined. So he retired from the Air Force after 20 years there. But the unique thing, he's going to be driving in. We'll pray for his travel tomorrow. But his parents live here in Murfreesboro, and they have attended this event every year that I've been a part of it, and before, because I look at pictures that go way back, and they come because his father was also a veteran, is a veteran.
So you got photos from years past at this event. We ought to share those. If you want to, maybe email them to me sometime. We'll post them on the WGNS website.
Oh, that'd be great. It's a Murfreesboro Veterans Day. I'll have to send that. That up and send it to you. You are right. So I'd love to be able to share. I'm not always good about my details, but I appreciate that.
So this event coming up Monday, it's going to get underway at exactly 11:11. 11 a.m., 11 minutes after the 11 a.m. hour.
That's right. I have it now. It's www.MurfreesboroVeteransDay.com. There is no apostrophe in veterans, in case you ever want to know. It's not a possessive word, so it doesn't have an apostrophe. It's for all veterans. www.MurfreesboroVeteransDay.com.
So there's photos there,
photos,
more details.
From every year. So it's an exciting thing, or as far back as the photos were able to be online.
That's perfect. And again, folks can bring lawn chairs if they want to set up and watch, you know, as the keynote speaker addresses everybody and the others who are part of, who else is all a part of this other than the homeschoolers and, of course, the Lieutenant Colonel?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Rolling Thunder Chapter 1 of Tennessee, and Johnny Victory is the leader and my connection there, and they are going to be our color guard, and I'm just so thankful for that. American Legion Post 141 of Murfreesboro are going to be doing our proclamation of the MIA and the missing man for our empty chair ceremonial.
And there's some families out there who say, you know, whoever it was in their family who served, they're still missing to this day.
And we are aware that it is a recovery time period for the most part. Also, Andrew Farrar, my friend and U.S. Marine Corps veteran, will be our MC that day. He will be just kind of leading out, introducing each person and making it go smoothly for us. And so we're very thankful for Andrew to be able to do that with us.
That's great. And again, if somebody would like to learn more, then go to that website, MurfreesboroVeteransDay.com.
That's correct. All one word, if you will, all run together.
Perfect. And then again, 11 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour is when this will start on Monday. That's kind of hard to remember, isn't it? 11 minutes after.
No, actually, 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
11 a.m. is when it'll start. Okay.
Yeah, right at 11 is when the armistice was signed back in Germany. So it's an exciting thing to actually bring that history up as well.
And that's all coming up this Monday on the Murfreesboro Square. Now, when you get to the square, what side will it be on?
You know, I've always wondered that, but north, south, east, west, it's a big square. So we're just going to say, find that war memorial and you will find us. So that's what I know. Absolutely. I don't want to confuse anybody, but there is the memorial on the square, and then we are on the patio right on the steps will be set up.
No,
and I understand WGNS is going to broadcast us live.
We'll be out there. And from what I was told, we're going to do a live video of it on, I believe, on our social media pages and on our website as well. And of course, we'll have audio too. But that way people can actually see what's going on and hear it, of course.
That's exciting. I know that Bart Walker had told me he had been at every event.
He has.
Since the very first one.
That's right.
With LC STEM. And so he just absolutely loves veterans, and this is his way of saying thank you, I think, as well. And last year, I think, was the first time we had the live video. I loved that. It was very neat, and you can still see it. You can go in the historical archives.
Yeah, very cool stuff. You know, this type of thing, this type of ceremony or event happening locally is just, it is really cool that these things are continuing, and hopefully they'll never end. You know, hopefully this will always take place each and every year on Veterans Day.
Absolutely. I thank you so much for honoring veterans. It is such a privilege to be able to be in this time in our world, in our country. I am so thankful to God that we have the freedom to have this honor of veterans.
Now, Barbara, as we close this morning, is there a way folks can contact you through that website if they want to volunteer or help out in some way?
Yes, the website is there. The it may link you to the Facebook page to actually send. There's an email on that website. There's also a link to the Facebook. So either way you feel most comfortable to contact me, and my phone number is on the website as well. And that's my cell phone.
Sounds great. Again, Barbara Pinto with us this morning, talking about the upcoming event this coming Monday at 11 a.m. on the downtown Murfreesboro Square, an event to honor veterans. And once more, that's this Monday starting at 11 a.m. Everybody's welcome to attend. About how long does it last?
It's right at an hour. And dress according to the weather. I never know, but I look forward to the weather, whatever we get.
we'll find out when it comes, I guess. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Right now that time, 8:36. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have more news and information coming your way next.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
You know, gift cards are always the easiest gift. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. We will buy gift cards and just kind of have them on hand. They're amazing gifts to give to teachers. If you want to give a gift at your workout groups, you know, you have a personal trainer, family members. It's great to give gifts for 16, 17, 18 years old who are just now beginning to date, and they need to be able to have some place to take someone on a date to. Gift cards are always the easiest gift. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.